I just feel like it's that time, and I still enjoy it, love doing it, but the board will figure out what direction they're going to go and who they'll replace me. There's been no decision at that point yet, but it's time. You have to know when to step aside and let somebody else do it, and it's that time.
So some of your memories from when you first started to now that it is ending, and I assume it's probably going to be pretty surreal when you go to the fair maybe in 2019 and not 2018, when you kind of can sit back and I guess say, well, I'm impartial bystander, as they say.
Well, I'll be around. I'm going to help them what I can. They want me to come back and kind of be the electrician on call that week, and I'm happy to do that. But as far as the, you know, making the decisions and the year-round aspect of it, that's what I'm going to get away from. But yeah, it is kind of surreal because I still remember the very first meeting that I attended on the board, and I replaced somebody. We had two outstanding debts, one from 1971 that we hadn't paid any on the principal, just interest. We had another loan of $30-some thousand. And the big talk that night was who was going to go co-sign something so we could get $10,000 to start the fair. And we've went from that point to where, thanks to all of our sponsors in this area, I haven't counted up this year, but there's 48 or 50 sponsors that are pitching in to help with the fair. We've went from that point to where we can fund the fair and not have to go to the bank and borrow money. And that's strictly due to these sponsors that you're going to see listed in front of the grandstand and on our flyers. And I can't thank those sponsors enough, because without them, it would be tough to keep this fair going.